Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after last Saturday, you said the North Dakota exposed you with a fairly young team, especially early on in the year. Can that maybe be a good thing that what needs to be worked on is so clear?
I don't know. You know, Schultz, it's hard to be definitive right there. We were just chasing the game, and their intensity level was pretty high, and we didn't match it. And I think I want to give North Dakota a lot of credit, but I don't think it's all bad sometimes when you look back at the game. And, you've got to do different things in a game. But so much of it is just intensity based is what I'm getting at, Schultz. And I think that's there. And we have very good intensity. Our kids work very hard, but I just felt that their intensity was at a different level on Saturday for those first two periods. And again, that's a credit to them, and it's a testament to them.
The game didn't feel that close at times, but yet Aaron Miller scores. You pull the goalie. If the next 30 seconds after you pull the goalie plays out a little bit differently, you're within an eyelash of getting it to 3-2. Being that you were so close, does it change the perception of the whole game to you?
A little bit. I mean, the third period we played very well. Schultz, if Ross Armour scores that goal with 60 minutes to go, which, I mean, could have realistically happened. I mean, that was a heck of a save by Scheel right there. And if Ross is 3-1 right there, because we had push, we were going to have push in the third. They had the lead. They had a 3-0 lead. They were going to let up a little bit. It's just the way it is. It's just the nature of the beast in our world. And I felt our guys responded the right way, though. They had some push. We wanted to obviously try to get that first one and then build off that. And if Ross would have got that, who knows? Obviously, again, you've got time now to get the second. Hey, they've got time to get the fourth as well. I understand that, but. We had a good push, but the goal came too late in the game.
You had a much better faceoff number Saturday than Friday. What changed?
I don't know, Schultz. I think a lot of that was probably the third period, to be honest with you, when I think their intensity level wasn't as high as it was the first two periods.
Of your freshmen and, heck, even your sophomores and juniors, since that's the biggest bulk of the percentage of guys on your team, how have they improved from game to game to game?
Well, it's still early. I don't want to sit there and throw the improvement game on anybody, right? We've only played four games. So I think the sample size is too small. But some of our freshmen, they're the ones who are going to gain, obviously. They're going to gain quicker strides just because they've been practicing a good 6 weeks, 7 weeks right now, and they played a few games. So you can kind of see those guys settling in a little bit. But right now, I think after four games, I don't want to sit there and talk too much because there's still a lot of work to do. And I think after 8 games to 10 games, Schultz, I'll be able to define that better.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. A road trip to Grand Forks is nothing like a road trip to Alaska. What have you learned over the years coming here to get the logistics of a trip and everything to get your team in the best possible position to play well?
Well, I just think, again, it's rest. They're league games, and it's difficult. I mean, it's difficult, but you got to fight through. You just got to fight through some of the problems that go with traveling and traveling this far with the time zone and everything else. But there's always there's always difficulty in travel, but I didn't consider that a road trip. I know in the press conference this past week, I said we got to get on the road. Even though we were on the road the week before, I think you realize what I was saying. It's not necessarily going an hour and a half down the road. It's getting into an airplane. It's having to battle the elements like we have this weekend.
Alaska has played twice as many games as you early on. What kind of an advantage does that give them this weekend?
Well, I think there's an advantage right there. I don't think there's any question about that. No, to what degree? Who knows? And it's like anything. The first 10 minutes of every game are very critical. And I've liked our legs in practice yesterday, and we had a good morning skate today, so we'll see how that carries over.
They have a very European flair to their roster. How does that change how they play the game compared to those that have a bunch of North Americans, for lack of a better term?
I don't know. I mean, they still have a blend. They've got a blend, of players. So the bottom line is that their coaching staff wants to play a certain way, and that's the way they're going to play. So everybody's got to conform to the way the coaches want them to play. So, they got enough experience too. With all those seniors, they got 10 or 11 seniors. They have enough experience where these kids know how the coaches want to play.
Have you noticed that experience come through in their play so far?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, they've had some big wins. I mean, a sweep in Michigan Tech, which is extremely difficult, a win in Penn State. So they've got a very good hockey team right here, and they're a pretty confident group.
They're 2 for 40 on the power play so far this year. The saying is they might be due. What's your penalty kill need to do to make sure that they are due next week against Arizona State?
I agree with you. I don't know, Schultze, what we need to do as much as we need to play the way we want to play. And I think the biggest thing is adapting to the big ice. And, you know, at times we want to maintain our aggressiveness, but we also have to honor the width of the rink. And we can't get too crazy extending ourselves, because if we do, they can play inside of us.
They've also been shorthanded a lot more than what you guys have, each game. You have about 2 penalty kills per night. They've had 5 so far. What does your power play need to do to get going? And number two, have you been on the power play enough to know if your power play is good or not?
Not really. You're right. We haven't had a lot of power play opportunities. But here's the deal. They're always heavily penalized. But whenever we play them, the penalties are the same, so it doesn't